This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. They say in politics, timing is everything. My little-known colleague from Louisiana, Mike Johnson, is living proof, having just been elected the 56th Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. His vote total said it all. Not one member of the GOP majority voted against him. He got every one of the 220 GOP votes cast. But when you consider he wasn't on anyone's radar going into the scrum, his ascension to the top is one for the history books. But it was the timing for sure. Remember, the House was without a speaker for over 3 weeks, having fired Kevin McCarthy October 3rd. Majority Leader Steve Scalise went for it, then withdrew. Jim Jordan, whom Scalise had defeated, tried three times in floor votes and was later removed by his colleagues in a secret ballot vote. Tom Emmer of Minnesota, the majority whip, also became the speaker-designate, but like Scalise, withdrew because he couldn't muster the requisite 217 votes to win on the floor. Weary from the weeks of wrangling, the infighting, the backbiting, and all the drama within its ranks, the majority needed someone with a strong conservative background that everyone could like, or maybe better put, no one would hate, and Mike Johnson became that guy. He wasn't their first, second, or even third choice. Emmer beat him inside the conference, but when Emmer stepped aside, it created a new path for Johnson, and by then, the GOP was ready for just about anyone with conservative credentials and a pulse, but without the baggage of higher-profile leadership. Mike Johnson is a great guy, likable in every way. He's never been a grenade thrower, though he will most definitely be scrutinized by his effort to contest the outcome of the 2020 election. He led the amicus brief in Texas that challenged those results. His writings and his published comments on other subjects will also be a matter of discussion now that he is the titular head of the GOP in the House. He benefited from basic obscurity in winning. He won't have that advantage in keeping the job. I said before, as we were bogged down in the selection process, that the new speaker would face a huge challenge, trying to shepherd legislation through a profoundly divided majority. Funding the government, solving for a border crisis, helping other nations under attack, passing a farm bill, and a host of other critical issues will challenge Mike Johnson like he's never been challenged before. So understand the honeymoon for Mike Johnson will be short, and he too will have to survive under a motion to vacate, the MTV as we call it, by one member, just like McCarthy, and we all know how that ended. And adding even more pressure to him is the expectation of fundraising ahead of the 2024 election and building a staff, which will take time. So for now, the drama has ended, but whether it's just a brief intermission from the chaos remains to be seen. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.